Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Have you ever had thoughts that gave you wrong or incorrect impressions? Yes, were those thoughts serving you or others? And I came up with this because I just experienced something again. And just want to share with you and point out on what thoughts actually can do to us physically, mentally, and overall health. So if you've ever been in a situation where you some thoughts popped up on you and you go, oh my, were you in control of what you were thinking, or did you just act or react on the situation or to the situation? How can you make changes in the way you think? And that's a good question, because sometimes we have no control, or we think we have no control over it, yet it's our life, so we're in control. So, short story, or long story short, last Monday, just a few days ago, I had to go to the doctor because I had injured my hand. Don't know how, don't know why, but it was really painful. So I wanted to get seen to make sure I can rule out anything that I didn't want it to be. And the advice nurse couldn't really diagnose, and she did not have an opening for any doctor, so I had to go back the next day. So, oops, my thought process started kicking in. What if? What if not? Why? What's going on? And I just go, oh my, this is really, really something. So I did go to the doctor the next morning, and I was told I needed a whole bunch more of evaluations and stuff, such as diabetic retinal photos, diabetic foot exam, lab work, diabetic health education, x-ray on the hand, dermatology appointment for a skin problem that I have. And I go, oh no, what now? Where am I going to take the time to do all this? What's going to happen? And I go, stop. Stop and take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring my emotions under control. Challenge myself by thinking about why I'm not feeling or acting the way I'm supposed to, and then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And so when I went through that little procedure, I go, oh, so cool. Because when the doctor came in that next morning, Tuesday morning, and he told me what's going on, he said he could do almost everything on his own right now during that visit. And I go, huh? So I was totally floored. It was amazing on how quickly things have changed. And I go, wow, this is so cool. So long story short, he did the foot test. His nurse did the retinal photo, even without dilating my eyes, because I just had cataract surgery in both eyes and didn't want that, and didn't have a driver, so I didn't want to sit there for longer. He did everything, and he even made the appointment for the dermatology in a different area. So despite the fact that I spent an hour longer in the office right then, I had x-ray, I had lab, I had foot exam, I have retinal photo, I had the hand done, everything, and I had the appointment for the skin issue. I go, wow, 1 hour and all that is done. And then I got my lab results back, and I was so concerned about my blood test, about my A1C in particular, because the last two were actually higher, above the norm, but not alarming. So I go, man, I really don't want to be diabetic. Why are they doing all these diabetic tests on me? And long story short, they're all negative. I don't think I have any diabetes. I'm going to get confirmation. But when I got the lab results back, everything was in the normal range. And I go, wow, this is so amazing. So why did I first have that scared, oh my, what now? Why did I even go there? I'm glad I got to stop myself relatively quickly. And I tell you, when the last lab result came in, which was the A1C, the one I was actually really concerned about, and it was within a normal range, I literally had tears of joy in my eyes because it set me totally free. And I go, wow, mental attitude, such a big, big thing in our lives. When we are there and we choose a stop challenge and choose the way we want to think and how we want to think and why we want to think that way and how it benefits us or anybody else, it makes a huge, huge difference. So, of course, I learned to be in control of my emotions because everything else, you know, it never lasts more than 5 minutes because that's my new rule, 5 minute rule. Either I solve the problem in 5 minutes or if I can't, I put it on paper and let it go. When I feel good about myself or the situation or whatever and I pick it back up, I can guarantee you that 97, 98% of the time, it's already solved or resolved. And the last 2%, you know what? It takes me like seconds or minutes to get it done. Whereas the day before when I was worried and concerned and fretting over it, I could not even think clearly. So that's why this process is so very powerful, that we actually let go. And we take our deep breaths and we do evaluate the situation and then we choose the behavior that suits us best. So that was pretty cool. So now my dermatology appointment is next week and I'm not even worried about that. Either it is skin cancer or it is not. As long as it's diagnosed, we'll find a solution to take care of it. And that is the wonderful thing about the whole, you know, thought process. Actually, what is a thought? And there are different descriptions that I found in Webster's Dictionary and others. And it says the synonyms and antonyms of thought is a careful weighing of the reasons for or against something. I'll give you a request, some thought, and then let you know what my decision is. Some synonyms of thought are account, advisement, consideration, debate, deliberation, reflection, study, and a lot more. And some antonyms of thought are short shift, shrift, something imagined or pictured in the mind. So when you see a picture, you usually have a first impression, whether or not you like it, why or why not. And so those are all thoughts. By saying we have actually control over our thoughts by the way we look at them, we're making it so much better for ourselves. I did find a couple of poems that I want to read you about the thoughts also. And I did add a link in my transcript for you to find a whole bunch of poems and things of information about thoughts that are very fun and interesting. So one of them says, "Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny." Quite interesting, don't you think so? So, our thoughts are very powerful. Then there is another one I found. Say, "I choose just what I will focus on, for my mind is my own, to choose the negative or positive. Each day, this year, my focus will be on positive. Yes, positive thinking is best. Move forward in thought, daily focus. New year, new focus. How can my days go wrong if I stick with this purpose? Positive thoughts, uplift, energy, and have a win-win situation. Pretty cool. And the last one that I wanted to read, I want to see if I can still pull it up because I had just lost it. Don't quit. Okay, so here we go. And it says, let me get it bigger. Okay, now I have it. And it says, don't quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but do not quit. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things go wrong that you must not quit. So I really loved those three poems the most from all the ones that I've seen. And I just wanted to share those with you because they're helping me. So I usually think when things help me, they might help you too. So if you need help in creating new habits to have a healthy and good health, to have healthy, good thoughts, let me know. I can really help you because I've been there. I've done that. You can contact me either on my email address, dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line what it's about so I can get it out of the spam folder because every first email goes in the spam and I will pull it out because I'm very diligent about that and return and get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And the same when you text me or voicemail me at my 562-335-4956 number. Again, I said text or voicemail, I will not answer. Next week, I'm going to be on a trip on Thursday, so I most likely will not have a radio show, but the following week I will. If for any reason I can do it on Tuesday or Wednesday, I will. But you will see that on my Facebook postings or Twitter. And I just wish all of you a most wonderful week, a great weekend. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And till we meet again, have a great week. Bye-bye.